Hello?
Yes, hello. Good afternoon. My name is Lulu, and I was calling to speak with the owner, or with Osorio.
Lulu, about what company?
It's about listing your company. We talked to you. You talked to my director, Nadine Medina. Do you remember a couple weeks ago?
No.
Listing your company on Google.
Well, I mean, too many people, they just call me for that reason. I don't know.
I know.
So, yeah.
A lot of people, there's over 2,000 companies out there worldwide, though, you know. Worldwide.
Yeah, but everybody calling me every day. I mean, like 3 hours ago.
Do you want it to stop? Do you want
somebody,
it to stop?
Somebody call me.
I'll help you. I'll help you. Listen to me. Listen, Linda.
For free or what?
Yeah. All you have to do, because your phone number is on Angie Leeds. Okay?
Uh-huh.
Are you still using them?
Yeah.
Okay. You can call them and tell them to put their phone number instead of your phone number, so that way nobody will call you, like companies like us and all the others.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And they'll put their phone number on there, like an 866 or an 877 number. And it will go directly to home Angie Leads instead of, you know, because that's you know, you're there on Angie Leads. So a lot of people, you know, they'll find your number there and call you directly. So not the customer.
Yeah, the problem, the company, they find my number, not a customer, like, you know, like new clients.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You're exactly right. Because if the clients did, then you don't have to pay for the lead, right?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
So that's, yeah.
And then another thing, I don't know, I was thinking to cut the service because, I mean, they send me like a new customers, like a new clients. But the problem is, like, I think it's not only me they send me that customer. They send like a 3 or 4 more people.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah, because, I mean, last week they sent me like installation thought, and then I was calling the lady, and then mm-hmm. she said, well, you can come around 1,
yeah.
and then I told the lady, okay, I'll be there like around 1:30 to 2, and then after that one, so I just I finished like a couple jobs, you know, and then I just be there like around 2, and
uh-huh.
then somebody else, he was there. I say, what?
Yeah, exactly. And then you have to pay for it.
Yep.
You know?
Mm-hmm. And then it's just like a competition, because if somebody, like the other people, they give the estimate like low or high, and then, you know, so I don't know. So
yeah, they give their estimates really low, right? And they give their estimates really low to get the job.
I mean, but all the material is very expensive.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy.
Labors, you know. So.
Exactly. And then you take your time. You spend your time. Exactly. You spend all your time, your money, gas, wear and tear on your vehicle, and you go, and you go to quote the job, and they got somebody else, like you said. And that person probably, you know, quoted it for so low. And then, and he's not going to be the only one. There's many others. Because Angie Leads, I have heard from clients, a client told me that 7 other companies got that lead too.
Mm-hmm.
Another company told me that, yeah. So it's just, how long have you been with them now?
I think it's just like a 1 month.
One month?
Like a month. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
But
have you made any money? Did you make any money at all?
Nah, because I already give the customer like I think like 4 or 5 estimates, and then nobody called me.
Oh,
and then
see?
They tell me, man, your estimate is so high, so I got somebody else. They
really?
Go, like, you know, more cheaper.
Do
and
you
then,
know
so,
that?
I,
Yeah, and you know that those customers that use Angie Leads, okay, when they try to find service, when mm-hmm. they use Angie Leads, those people are like people that like to shop at Walmart, something you get for the cheapest, you know? So they're searching mm-hmm. for a company to do their work at the cheapest.
Yeah.
You know, so it's, yeah, it's tough. It's tough. It
yeah,
is.
Yeah. So I told my wife, well, so I have to probably, so I have to cut that service because I mean, the only reason is like if I want to get like a couple jobs, it's like throw the price very low. So, but I mean,
But
not
you
good.
Can't work for free.
I know.
Who can? We got to pay our bills, right? We got to feed our family, keep a roof over our heads, everything. Pay the car,
yeah.
pay the insurance, pay the food. Can't even afford food anymore. It's terrible. Mm-hmm. Let me get Nadine, and because like I said, Asara, we've lowered the price. If you're, I'm not trying to force you or anything like that, but I know this is where you're going to make money for you and your family, because your customers call you directly. Okay, they do. Let me grab Nadine. You'll remember her when you talk to her.
Yeah, because the Angie Leaves, that's the second company I tried already. I used to try another company. I think it was like a Top Line, something like that. Like Top Line, I don't know. And then I ran that company like for, I think, like 2 months.
Uh-huh.
And
what
then nobody called me. They doesn't send me like customers.
Jesus.
And then I just cut the service, and they say, well, why do you want to cut the service? I mean, because I already explained, you don't give me like...
You don't have no work. But you pay them, but you're not getting anything in return. See, this is wrong. Nadine, are you there by chance?
Yeah, I'm here. Oh, hi.
Okay. Hi.
Thank you, Lulu.
You're welcome.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Hi, Isao.